My name is Carl Mittleman. I'm the president of Aramark Sports and Entertainment. I'm honored that you all took the time to join us today. On behalf of the Minnesota Vikings, the Minnesota Sports Facility Authority, SMG, and Aramark, welcome to our unveiling of the U.S. Bank Stadium Culinary Partners. Today, you will be introduced to a number of fine culinarians who will help establish U.S. Bank Stadium as a one-of-a-kind dining experience within the Minnesota landscape and across the sports and entertainment industry. Following the remarks of today's program, you're also going to have the opportunity to sample some items representing our partners' menus at U.S. Bank Stadium later this year. And let me tell you, that's going to be something worth waiting for. Today is going to be the first of several announcements that we'll be making between now and the opening of U.S. Bank Stadium. We've got a great lineup in store for you, so let's get started. I'd like to begin by acknowledging and thanking the Will family, the leadership team of the Minnesota Vikings, especially Lester Bagley, who's with us here today, Michelle Kem Heglin, I'm sorry, Michelle, from the MSFA, Mayor of Bloomington, Gene Widstead, and Patrick Talty from SMG. For those of you who aren't aware, Aramark is proud to serve more football fans than any other company, equating to over 6 million fans annually. We provide food and beverage, retail, and facility services to 17 NFL venues. Aramark has had the privilege and honor of partnering with the Vikings since 2002, and we look forward to this great partnership continuing in the years ahead at U.S. Bank Stadium. We are honored and excited to be working with the Vikings, MSFA, and SMG to create what will be known as a world-class food and beverage experience at U.S. Bank Stadium. Whether a Vikings game, a rock concert, or a collegiate event, the addition of the chefs and restaurateurs that we will introduce to you shortly will raise the stadium's menu profile of offerings. I assure you that fans and guests are going to be in for a great treat. And what's even more impactful is the authentic and genuine connections that our program will make with the people of Minnesota. Before we get to the food, there are several folks with us today who have been instrumental in helping Aramark develop the culinary program at U.S. Bank Stadium.
You know, U.S. Bank Stadium has always been all about partnership. It started with the partnership of the Minnesota Stadium Authority partnering with the Minnesota Vikings to actually develop an incredible venue that we're now going to be opening here in the next 30 days. It has then extended to our partnership with the great HKS architecture firm that designed our stadium and Mortenson Construction that built it. Now, as we look to open the building, we've expanded those partnerships with SMG that will be operating the stadium, and Aramark as one of our new operating partners, bringing all their great ideas and concepts for culinary offerings to U.S. Bank Stadium. We're here today to announce some of our local food partners and their unique food offerings at the stadium. The stadium has always been about Minnesota, Minnesota businesses, Minnesota workers, and now Minnesota culinary partners. We're pleased to be able to offer both traditional and relatively new Minnesota brands for all our visitors, for the Viking fans who will come to the stadium for that first soccer game August 3rd that will open the stadium, for baseball fans, concert goers, and hundreds of private and public events that will also be held at the stadium. I want to thank Aramark in particular for all their work on behalf of the Stadium Authority, ensuring that we bring the best of Minnesota restaurants, chefs, and culinary vendors to U.S. Bank Stadium. It's great to be here today, and another milestone is marked. Thank you.
Well, good morning, everyone. On behalf of the Minnesota Vikings and the Wolf Ownership Group, I just want to take an opportunity to say thank you all for being here. And again, reiterate the thanks to our partners, the Minnesota Sports Facilities Authority, SMG, certainly our restaurant and chef partners that are here today. And a big thanks to Carl and his team. We've known Carl for a lot of years, and they've worked very hard on preparing us for this moment. And it's great to see their hard work and their efforts come to fruition here at the opening of U.S. Bank Stadium. So we're thrilled. The Vikings organization is just thrilled with the opening of U.S. Bank Stadium. And we're intent on giving our fans the best experience in the NFL. And it's not just about going to a football game anymore. I think you all know that. It's really about providing those memorable, those positive experiences for our fans at every touch point area that we can. And certainly the culinary piece is a huge part of that. And we think there's three key elements to that culinary success, one being local flavor, two being you look at the variety of the food experience, and then three, the innovation. And when you look at local flavor, we're here to celebrate these great chefs and restaurateurs here today. And as we've done with every aspect of the stadium, as Michelle mentioned, we want there to be a local Minnesota flavor. So we're just thrilled that Aramark has combined and partnered with the most recognizable names in the Minneapolis-St. Paul culinary scene. And we're thrilled that our fans are going to get that benefit of experiencing that on game day. You then talk about the variety of the food experience. And again, the expertise that these folks are bringing to our stadium is really just going to provide a wide array and a great assortment of food and beverage options, again, that our fans are going to be able to benefit from. And frankly, they're going to get to indulge in some great Minnesota flavor. And then it comes down to innovation. As everything we've done with U.S. Bank Stadium, the theme has been innovation, innovation. How can we make this one of the most innovative stadiums in the world? And when you look at what we're exploring right now from making our fans' food experience more efficient, can we find ways to get them their food quicker? Can we find ways that they can transport their food back and forth around the stadium more efficiently? Those are all things we're looking to kind of let you know of as we roll through the summer, and we'll have some great announcements as we roll through the rest of the summer and before we open the stadium. But, today's announcement, it's the critical piece. It's the critical piece of the puzzle. It is our first glimpse at the culinary experience at U.S. Bank Stadium. And again, we're excited that you're all here. Today we celebrate these chef partners. We're excited, again, on behalf of our organization that you're here. And we think you're going to be very impressed with the lineup. So have a great day. We'll see you at U.S. Bank Stadium very soon. Thanks.
As Carl mentioned, M Hospitality is the hospitality brand of Aramark here at U.S. Bank Stadium. Modern, memorable, and Minnesotan. Kind of the key principles that we've used along the way to ensure that everything we do in the stadium follows those things. You've heard local, you've heard regional, you've heard some things like that. That's the brand that we are installing in the stadium as we move forward. Today, our M Hospitality team is led by Chef Greg Malzbury, which is in the back. And then Chef Robert Flowers to the back there. With these two and then five other executive chefs and sous chefs within the building, they will be the masterminds behind the culinary experiences that you will find once you enter the building. From the onset, our goal was to create an environment that was unique and special to not only Minnesota but the NFL experience. And that's the key word, is experience. It's about the food at the end of the day, but we are tracking and focusing on all the experiences once you get to the food. So as JP mentioned, the vessels. We are looking at different and unique vessels to carry food. We're looking at different and unique uniforms to not have the standard uniform in a stadium, but something unique and different that a fan is going to go, that's a cool look. It's different. It's a little edgy, but it's a comfortable feel for the state of Minnesota and where we're at. The technology piece. We're looking at many different technology ways to collect the food and order the food along the way. So we're very excited about that. And at the end, you get to enjoy some of the best food in the state, in the NFL. And it's a progress along the way, and that's what we focused along all the way in the way we went. So our responsibility within the stadium, we've got the concessions, and we've got the club level and the suites. And you'll ask yourself, if you've experienced the stadium has many different levels, many different clubs, there's some suites, there's concessions. all the different partners that we have engaged in, you will be able to have that experience in all parts of the stadium. So a fan will be able to experience, you know, some food from other partners, not just if they're in the concessions or in the suites world. I think that's very important that we don't segregate the stadium, but everybody gets a real opportunity to try the different unique foods that we're bringing in today. So each of the culinary partners that we've partnered with, and this is a small sampling today, what you're going to experience is a very small sample of what we have. We have many other partners that are coming in the stadium that kind of round out the experience of what we have. So with that, I'm very proud to announce our partners. Our first culinary partner is, a three-time James Beard Award-winning personality, a chef, a teacher, and a Minnesotan, and my favorite, a culinary thought leader. Mr. Andrew Zimmern.
Thank you, Jamie. Obviously, I would also like to thank everybody who's responsible for getting all of us here to this point, from the Wilfs to the Viking organization to Aramark, SMG, the Sports Authority, all the different entities that worked on creating this incredible stadium that I think is going to be the single greatest sports venue on planet Earth and serve the best food of any sports venue on planet Earth. And the reason that I'm so sure of that is because in my career, and I've done a bunch of things, I've had a chance to intersect with all sorts of people in the food service industry. I have never heard a company of Aramark's size talk about quality, talk about the issues of how to deliver that quality to the consumer, and how to deliver a quality food experience to the consumer. It's the same language that chefs who own a 40-seat, you know, three-star Michelin restaurant utilize in their day-to-day language. And it really is a tribute to Carl and to Jamie and to the entire Aramark family for doing that. I would also like to especially recognize Jamie, who, in my opinion, over the last 9 months has had the most thankless job in food service in America. He has had to intersect with this giant gazillion square foot building and also deal diplomatically with chefs, and I can just speak for myself, with huge egos and no self-esteem at all, which is a very dangerous psychological combination. And his steady hand and his leadership and his ability just to kind of cut through the BS and get all of this stuff landing for that first game, that soccer game in August, is really amazing. So I'd like to thank you for being a great team leader for all of us. As far as the food is concerned, one of my companies, Passport Hospitality, has a division called Andrew Zimmern's Canteen. We have two units in the building, one that's going to be a rotisserie whole animal barbecue offering, and the other one is the first offering from a new partnership that I've created with my friend Gavin Kaysen. Predating the announcement of the stadium, predating the my relationship with Aramark, which is now 3 or 4 years long, I've been working with them because they are the best in the business. Gavin and I, when he was in New York, were just talking, you know, someday we should do something in a stadium in Minnesota together. And that's something now is our Canteen Hoagies offering, where we think we're going to recalibrate the way people enjoy the Italian sandwich concept in Minnesota and hopefully throughout all of the Aramark stadiums in the country. So we're thrilled to be here, and thank you very, very much for this opportunity. We're really excited.
So again, I just want to thank Jamie, Carl, Aramark, and everybody with the Vikings organization. So it, you know, I spent a lot of time in New York, and I cooked for the Will family actually when I lived out there. So for me, it's a very full circle moment to now be in the stadium and to be partnering up with Andrew and his team. So it's really exciting. You know, Spoon and Stable is a smaller restaurant, and it's four walls, and everything in our world is controlled. And so to be able to challenge ourselves and figure out a way to extend our hospitality, our food, our love for everything that we do every single day and deliver to thousands and thousands of people every week is incredibly exciting for us. So I'll keep it short and sweet and just say thank you so much. Thank you, Andrew. It's going to be exciting to be partnering with you. This is going to be an awesome ride, so look forward to it. Thanks so much, everyone.
Well, I'm introduced as the mayor of Bloomington, but that is that little part-time job I've got out on the south side of the U.S. Bank Stadium out that way. Really, what I do in my other life is I'm a restaurateur, a proprietor of Ike's Food and Cocktails downtown, and it's just great to be working with the whole group coming together, and I do need to express my thank yous to everyone from Aramark and the Vikings organization and the Stadium Authority and just all of it, because it's been so much fun to work with it to get it here. And, of course, Andrew Zimmern, my favorite chef named Andrew. But I need to also tell you about my favorite chef named Andrew, our chef, our executive chef, Andrew Schrader from Mike's Food and Cocktails. It's there. For more than a decade, he has been putting out just a great list of American classic cuisine going forward, and that's what we're going to be showcasing here in the stadium. And I do have to thank Jamie for really working with us, and we will be able to deliver just the best in many creative ways throughout the stadium, so we think we can enhance it. You need to talk about the culinary scene in Minnesota, in Minneapolis here. It is as fine as it gets anywhere in the world, and it's so great to see that culinary scene being layered in now to the finest stadium anywhere in the world. So we've got something to showcase here. I'm looking forward to it, and I'd just like to close by saying, Ikes and Vikes.
Before saying anything else, I mean, thank you to everyone that brought us here. It's such an honor to be able to serve our product for you guys and be able to showcase what we do day-to-day in our space. I think that the detail that is going into this project is so amazing. The biggest hesitation I think anyone would ever have going into this would be, do we have to compromise what we do on a quality level to be able to do this? And I think from day one, the first conversation that we ever had with anyone was like, we don't want you to do this if we can't do it exactly the way that you do this on a daily basis. And I think right there, all my anxiety about being able to offer what we do for everybody was just totally alleviated. And we can't be more thankful than that to Aramark and M Hospitality for that initial conversation. So it's been an honor, and I'm excited. It's going to be a great food fan experience, and I can't wait to come and try all the things at the stadium too. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Cheers.